Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from, what kind of car is this, Graham?
Doug, we're in a delightful Chevy Malibu that we've driven in the past. Very big, spacious trunk.
Yeah, I like you always talk about the trunk space. It's very important to you.
Well, we're two guys with a lot of bags traveling, and especially if we pick up a homeless person, they need to go somewhere.
Yeah, we give rides to homeless people, but only in the trunk.
Only in the trunk. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
They can't sit with us. How you doing back there? Oh, he's not even responding. That's probably not a good sign.
Oh, I chloroformed him, so we're good.
And it's, of course, a rental car on Sunday, April 21st, Two Oceans 13. My guest and driver of the vehicle is Graham Elwood. We're headed to, from Portland, PDX, if you will, to Eugene, Oregon for our third annual 421 show at WOW Hall.
Yes.
Woodsman of the World Hall.
Yes.
Woodsman of the World.
Take control, Woodsman of the World.
Take control of your forest.
I'm tie-dye shirts rattling.
Since last I spoke and you listened, I did three shows at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco that were recorded for my new album, Gateway Doug, and I will let you know what the release date will be as soon as I know. I don't even know. We played the Leonard Maltin game at the end of the shows, and I will play the audio from Friday night's Countdown to 420. We did our, what was that, second or third annual Countdown to 420?
Second
annual.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
And, yeah, I'll play the audio from that at the end of this mini. So, Graham, you saw Oblivion yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Give us the scoop. Is it good? Is it not good?
It's not horrible. It's, it... It takes about an hour for it to finally get interesting, and then it's got so many slow moments in it. There's some cool stuff for sure, but it's also just sort of like Planet of the Apes meets The Matrix.
I didn't want those two to ever meet.
Ever.
I thought there was no reason to bring them together.
Yeah, they're not going to get along.
I hang out with them separately. I never invite them to the same parties.
Yeah, they're just two different types of friends. It's got Tom Cruise doing some cool Tom Cruise-y stuff. I didn't hate it. I wasn't bored. I was kind of intrigued, but also then kind of like, move it along. I don't know. It's just such a C-plus of a film.
I feel like I already feel that way about the new Will Smith one, too.
Yeah.
Just him and his kid alone on a planet somewhere. What is it, like?
It's Earth a thousand years ago.
What is, like, wish fulfillment? he just wishes the world were just him and his kid. All right.
I mean,
do you think it'll be that Oblivion will be the best Scientology starring movie of the summer?
Of course.
Space movie?
Yeah, it'll be the best Scientology space movie. I mean, I think it'll probably... I haven't checked the numbers at all today. I'm sure it did okay. But I bet you it's just going to eventually kind of get forgotten in this summer of amazing films, you know?
Yeah, stuff's going to start coming out, but it could have had a decent first weekend because they certainly pushed it pretty hard.
And it was up against nothing. There was no other big films up against it. It was only indie films. So there's, it'll do well.
All right, that's the prediction.
It'll do
better. Even though the results are probably already in, we're predicting... Maybe I'll look it up. I gotta get into my... I gotta get on boxofficemojo.com anyway. So let me see if I can navigate without turning off this recording. Because I thought it'd be fun for us to play a car version of how much did this shit make.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I think that could be a fun... fun car game, and I'll explain how I think we can do it in a moment, but first
I'll talk about how fun the shows were.
Let's see, did you have fun at those shows?
Those were great. It's fun doing a bunch of shows at Cobbs. I personally have only ever done, I think, your podcast at Cobbs, so it was nice to perform there. It's a big stage and a big venue, and it was a lot of fun. San Francisco's always great.
Yeah, it's a perfect place for you and your big comedy that you like to do.
Big jokey shenanigans.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Oblivion went number one.
Yeah.
Of course. But let's see. Let me get more specific here about...
Rob Zombie's film was the only other, like, even remotely sizable.
Lords of Salem came out also?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, 42 hung in... So, Oblivion made $38 million, and then 42 hung in strong at $18 million more for a total so far of $54 million, which is, I think, pretty good for, you know... Normally, baseball movies don't do that well. Such an inspirational story. And I liked Harrison Ford in it a lot. There's debate about how good he was, but I think he was great in it.
Same here. You know, I heard some people... We had David Huntsberger on Comedy Film Nerds, and he was like, I don't know. And I've heard other people say that. I don't know. I
it was more
it was
of
great.
A character role for him, but he also... He had that... There's this moments where he had that Han Solo, Indiana Jones, like, I'm telling you how this is, and you're going to do it. And then he's great at that.
And that's how Branch Rickey was.
Yeah.
I mean, so he was good at that.
You used to brunch with Branch, right?
I brunch in Branch.
So you would say, of those two, if you did a Watch This, Not That, since you have seen both of them...
I'd say 42.
You'd take 42 as the movie to see. What about The Croods? You going to see The Croods?
No.
How about Scary Movie 5? You going to see Scary
Never.
Movie 5? Evil Dead?
No.
Jurassic Park 3D?
No.
Tyler Perry's Temptation, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor, you going to see that?
Yeah.
You'll probably catch that on Netflix.
Sure.
That's how you'll watch that. All right. So here's how we're going to play How Much Did This Shit Make. Graham, name a movie that you think was, a big flop or, like, deserved to be a flop or a movie that was bad that made a ton of money. You name the movie, and then we'll both bid, and then I'll look it up.
Okay. I will go, since we're going to do a little baseball theme, I will go John Goodman in Babe Ruth.
What?
Yes.
What is that?
That movie came out in the 90s. And
it was just called Babe Ruth?
Yeah, or Babe, I think.
Babe?
Yeah.
Okay. And
it did not do that well, and it was one of those movies I ended up seeing it at a second-run theater, and I was like, this movie's great. Why did it get hammered?
Are you thinking of Tommy Lee Jones in Cobb?
No.
All right, Babe with John Goodman.
Yeah, he played Babe Ruth. It's a good film.
Okay. I barely recall it existing, so this won't be a terribly educated guess on my part. But And you're saying that it you feel like it was a big flop, like it was in dollar theaters rather quickly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we got to be closest without going over. So I'll say, I'll say 3.2 million. Which might be too much in this case. 3.2 million total domestic box office. Because this was also, this was years ago.
It was in the early 90s.
And it didn't do well.
93, 94, something like that.
I might be bidding a little on the low side, but, you know, you got to be careful not to go over with your bid, because then I will win.
Oh, then I'm going to go 9 million.
Okay. Now I'm going to look it up and find out if this, if it actually exists. Because I don't trust you. But Goodman definitely had the size for the role. Uh-oh, we might be in an internet internet dead zone.
Game suspended due to technical difficulty.
Yeah, you might have to... oh, no, we got it. Here it comes.
Right.
We're getting it. You got any plugs you want to throw in here, Graham?
Yeah. The... of course, listen to the Comedy Film Nerds podcast, available on iTunes. Los Angeles Podcast Festival, that you will be a part of. Douglas Movies will be there.
I'll participate in that.
That's October 4th through 6th. The Sheraton Delfina in beautiful Santa Monica, California. We have sold as many hotel rooms at this point as we did total for last year, so the hotel rooms are going quick. Ticket sales are going good. We just landed a big sponsor, so we're going to have some cool things to announce soon that we're adding. And we're adding more shows to the festival. Last year we did 24 shows. This year we're probably going to be in the neighborhood of about 30 to 35. And it's not going to be completely same lineup from last year. And any show that is not coming back from last year, it is not because they're bad or we hate them. It's nothing. Don't take those personally. But yeah, all tickets and all information are at lapodfest.com. And of course, all of my tour dates, I've got some headline dates coming up. Headlining Barstow July 12th and the Melrose Improv in Hollywood again July 13th. That's all at grahamelwood.com.
Oh, that was exhausting.
Oh.
Are we in Eugene yet?
No. Thanks for your support.
Lord. I believe the movie you were talking about is called The Babe.
The Babe, that's right.
Yes, and for its entire domestic run, it managed to scrape up. It was a Universal picture, and it's starting to seem more familiar to me now. And it made $17.5 million, so you win nothing. But you do win. That's the important thing.
I would have gone in the teens, but since you bid so low, I did a Price is Right.
Yeah, I went way too low because I didn't even know what we were talking about. I didn't want to go over. But also, you know, $17 million, that's not much.
Oh, and that movie must have had like a $50 million
probably
budget.
Not considered to be a hit.
No.
But that's a fun way to do the... how much did this shit make in a car?
Yeah.
Because then I can play also. May 4th, St. Louis, Firebird, 11 o'clock, first show sold out. May 5th, come to Zany's Rosemont for a 7 o'clock, I think, show.
Yeah.
It's my Cinco de Ohio show. And it's not in Ohio, it's in Rosemont, Illinois. May 11th, Boise, Idaho, at the Knitting Factory downtown. And May 12th, and we're going to be in Denver at the Comedy Works doing a special Mother's Day stand-up show at 420. So bring your mothers or get them high and leave them in the car. But come on out to a show at 420 on May 12th in Denver. And all of these shows, we will play the Leonard Maltin game at the end. So bring your name tags. Last night in San Francisco, my second album taping, nobody brought name tags for some reason. I guess they were respecting the album taping notion.
Yes.
And assuming there wouldn't be a Leonard Maltin game. But I'll always play as long as there's some name tags. Thank you, Graham, for driving the car.
You're
welcome. It's not a beautiful day, in the Pacific Northwest, but it is nice.
It is nice.
It is nice. And as always, anyone who doesn't come to the LA Podcast Festival is a shithead. Got in one more plug for that, Graham.
Got 4 minutes until the countdown to,
I'll keep track. I'll
to
keep track.
420. And so, Graham, step in with that when it's going to happen.
You got it.
And we'll count it down, and then we'll hopefully we'll finish the game quickly because, you know, once it's 420, people want to leave this non-smoking establishment and go out into the area, the smoking area that I like to call San Francisco. So we don't want to hang you up. And I'll be out there. I'll be out there on Columbus discovering all the different blends and delightful things you guys have brought.
You guys like some weird ass fucking noises at this show.
That's because Sofia Vergara is here.
Oh. I want a Pepsi.
She started to become Scottish, I think, in that.
That's all my that version.
Do you guys have name tags? Do we have any name tags in the audience? Is it a cute one right up front here? Gina's got a nice one. There's a good one over there that I recognize from the last show. There's a what is that, like a beaver face or a squirrel?
No, it's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel. Okay, I'm sorry. God, she got so mad at me. It's a squirrel! Ugh. How, have you ever been yelled at, it's a squirrel in anger? What's that puppy doing? It's a squirrel!
It's a squirrel!
It's not a puppy. What do you like, Graham? Pick somebody out.
All right.
We got like less than 2 minutes until we got to do the countdown.
Right there.
With the hello?
Yeah.
Hello, my name is?
Yes.
Come on up here.
Come on up here, young lady.
Kitchen is over here. The steps are over here. To your right?
Or, yeah.
Or go to... Or just... Oh, maybe she's just leaving. Probably just going to fucking tease off.
So
she's
in like, there, my
thing. I got to get out of here.
Bullshit.
She's like, I want a Pepsi.
I want a Pepsi in my vagina.
Yay! Yay. Show everybody your name tag. I saw it earlier. It's Angelica Houston is in a car. And it says, hello, my name is...
Eleanor.
Okay.
Give Eleanor a round of applause, everybody. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Are we there almost?
We have 50 seconds.
Okay. Let's start to play the game. jump in, Graham, when there's 20 seconds left.
You got it.
All right. You get to pick a category.
Eleanor.
Yeah, the idea of the name tag is that I look over and your name's on there, but I don't see it anywhere on there. It's like hidden under a flap. So that's confusing to me. not yet, you guys. No. Settle down. How close are we?
20 seconds!
Oh! Graham Elwood is the new Dick Clark, everybody.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy 420! It's 420!
Shut up!
The categories are. The categories are.
I'm going to go right back.
The categories are. We gotta get this over with. People are dying to smoke legally right now. The categories are Four Weddings and a Funeral. That's the movies of Frank Sinatra because he was married 4 times and now he's dead. Or The Phantom Dennis. That's the movies where Dennis Leary is heard but not seen. Or Steaks on a Plane. That's movies that have a scene in a dining car on a train. Why would that be called Steaks on a Train? Which one would you like, Eleanor?
Number 3.
Oh, okay. Steaks on a Train or a Plane. What year would you like? Would you like a movie from 1995 or 1976?
75.
Really? She's going 76.
And tell everyone the category again. What it is exactly?
I'm gonna tell everybody what she's playing for.
That's what I'm gonna tell her. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff in this bag from the last show. A dude named Sherman. His name tag said, "I love cookies and movies," and his name tag was some tag-alongs from the good old the Girl Scouts. I'm sure those don't have anything. I'm sure they're not laced or anything. I'm sure it's totally safe. And then a shot glass to my friends at 5 Second Films that says, "Shut the fuck up" on it. It's a fun thing to have in a shot glass. Also, from Bon Buds or Bud Bonds, I can never get their name straight, at Doug Loves Movies, a thing that you can attach your lighter to your bong with. It's got magnets. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, my CD spotlight. And Graham, what are you going to toss in here?
I'll throw in the Palm Strike t-shirt.
Palm Strike, okay, no matter what happens, you won already, so here you go. I gotta get outside. I gotta get outside and get high. 1976, 3 stars from Leonard. This is just between Eleanor and Graham, so don't yell out if you think you know it. From 76, 3 stars. This movie has a dining car on a train, and Leonard calls it a nutty blend of comedy, romance, action, and suspense. And he also says, that it is the two lead actors in this movie have paired up more than once in movies. And, yeah, the clues are never that good, never that helpful. And people are shushing each other. 10 names. How many names do you think you can name it in, Eleanor?
Let's go, Eleanor.
She's thinking about it. People are pro Eleanor. Picks up the rice.
6 names.
Picks up the rice in the church where her wedding has been.
I will go 5 names.
Well, you also touch her rudely on the top of her head. She's a spinning top.
Yeah, name it.
Okay, Eleanor.
How many names do you get, Graham?
I get 5.
5 names.
5 names.
Don't yell it out.
Your 5 names are Fred Willard, Richard Keel, Clifton James, Scatman Crothers, and Ray Walston. 5 names, 1976. What's it called? Don't yell out. Graham, do it.
Stir Crazy.
Oh, great guess, because that did feature Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor, but this movie's called Silver Streak.
Ah!
Yeah. And so Eleanor officially won. Yeah, come by the table and he'll give you a shirt. One more time for Graham Elwood, everyone.
Yeah.
And thank you guys so much for coming out. I love that you guys come to all of my shows. Cobbs is not a small room, and you guys almost filled it up, so I'm very, very happy. But let's fill up Columbus Street. Is it street or avenue? Whatever it is, let's get the fuck out there. And I'm gonna sign some vaginas.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause